Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Morning with your host, Minister Kim. It is the last Saturday of the month, and I am so excited that you decided to join us. We welcome South Carolina, North Carolina. We welcome New York is in the house. We welcome you. I am so grateful to be with you this morning. You just don't know. I had an awesome week. We're going to talk about that a little later. But I want to remind you what our theme for 2015 is: to make a decision. Your decisions, whether personally or spiritually, will improve when you make a decision to change. We are going to be your accountability partner, so submit your decision-making plans to us by going to hopeatthemorningglory.org or hitting us up on Facebook at The Morning Glory, IVO Hope, and we definitely will send you out encouraging messages. We'll send you some strategies as well as some resources to help you be what God has ordained you to be. I'm really excited for the show that we have this morning. We have an awesome woman of God. Her name is Evangelist Dana Rose, and she is from Mount Vernon, New York. Mount Vernon is in the house. She is a dynamic woman of God who believes in fellowshipping with His people, God's people, right? Evangelist Rose has walked through the fires of tribulation and emerged as a vessel of gold. The word she holds in her heart is founded in the bedrock of Scripture and ignited by the Holy Spirit to enrich, challenge, and inspire the hearts and souls of God's people. Her background in public relations has prepared her by the leading of the Holy Spirit to be the co-pastor and vice president of Upon This Rock Ministries, Incorporated, which is also located in Mount Vernon. Along with her amazing husband, Elder Arthur Rose, shout out to my brother, Elder Rose, their ministry was created to help build a strong community to be able to deal with the challenges of crime, drugs, poverty, literacy, and inadequate housing by the spiritual demonstration of compassion for the purposes to assist in eradicating urban community problems. Today, she is here, amen, to help us to be effective in our relationships. Our conversation this morning is sister-to-sister love. Do you have a sister who you just don't connect with? Is your sister jealous of your success? Or do you desire to have a wholesome relationship, but she refuses to forgive you of something you did years ago? Dial up 347-857-1295 or inbox us at Facebook, The Morning Glory, IVO Hope. We'll be back on The Morning Glory, International Voice of Hope, with your girl, Minister Kim, and our Gleam of Hope guest, Evangelist Dana Davis-Rose from Mount Vernon, New York. Welcome back, everyone, to another Gleam of Hope. I'm so excited to be with you this morning. We have so many people on the switchboard today, and I'm excited that you are truly here with us this morning. Amen. We are grateful to have, amen, we got the Carolinas in the house. I thank God for South Carolina, North Carolina. I mentioned you guys before, but I just want to let you know how much I love you. Amen. We got area code 646-5662. I believe mommy's in the house today. So we thank God for you, Mom, for tuning in with us this morning. Amen. And don't forget, we're doing shout-outs today. If you have any issues with your sisters and we want to help you and you want help yourself, guess what? All you got to do is inbox us at Facebook, The Morning Glory, Ivy or Hope. Or just call us up. Let's be real. Be transparent. You ain't got to tell the sister's name, but we definitely going to be here to discuss with you how we can make it better. Amen. Is our guest in the building? Let's see. Let's get our guest on, Evangelist Dana Rose. Good morning. Good morning. Evangelist Rose, are you with us today? Evangelist Rose. Okay, I think we have a mic issue. Hold on, everyone. Okay, we need to do a mic check here. It seems like there is some technical difficulties in the building, but the devil is a liar, so y'all hold on. Amen. We're going to do a mic check. Mic check, 1, 2, 3. Mic check, 1, 2, 3. Is our guest on the line this morning? Okay, I was trying to get our guest on. If you can hear me, Evangelist Rose, I'm trying to call you on another line. Apparently there is some technical issues in the studio, and our team is working on it, but I'm trying to bring you in on another line. All right, everyone, we are back, and this is your girl, Minister Kim, and I do have our guest with us. She is definitely in the building. I want to thank you for your patience this morning. Amen. We bind the hand of the enemy today. Amen. He is a liar 24/7. Amen. The show is still going to go on as is. Amen. As they work behind me in the studio, we have Evangelist Rose, amen, connected to my line. We want to welcome you. Evangelist Rose, God bless you. Welcome to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, where we provide a gleam of hope, and we are so excited that you are here this morning to do that. How are you today?
I'm doing well. God bless everyone. I apologize for this technical difficulties, but we know that all things work together for good.
Amen. For those who what?
Love
the Lord.
God. Yes. Something about the word love. Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. So today we are here to really just bring a gleam of hope in our relationships concerning our sisterhood. Amen. I don't know about you, but I experienced this. Amen. I've heard it. I probably was a part of it. Amen. I ain't going to leave myself out of it. But do you believe that there is a disconnect among biological as well as spiritual sisters?
Yes, actually, I do. I find that communication, if everyone would just indulge me for a moment, it is so important that we have effective communication. What it does is it helps us better understand each person, their individual situations, and it enables us to even resolve our differences. It is so, so key that we are sensitive to the other individual's thoughts as well as our thoughts. And sometimes miscommunication can speak volumes. It can destroy relationships. It can cause marriages to fail. So communication is the key to, for me, to have any effective relationship, especially today in everything that we are evolving in technology, in our ministries, and our personal lives as well. Minister Kim.
Amen. Amen. So one of the things that we need to have is an open line of communication with one another and make sure that we're not assuming one thing when it's not right. And I think that that's one of the things that might happen with sisters. Amen. I'm talking about biologically and spiritual. So throughout the show, as you are on the switchboard or, you know, on the internet, I'm just not talking about your biological. I'm talking about your spiritual sisters as well. Amen. The biological one that, you know, your parents had together, even your stepsisters, all that. So you got siblings. Amen. I'm going to clear it all up. The sisters that you grew up with. Amen. The neighbors. Amen. Y'all grew up in the same community. Y'all start calling each other sisters. And then along the way, y'all had some issues. Y'all ain't been speaking in years. But we pray that this show will cause you to humble your heart and let God mend the broken heart that you can have an authentic relationship with your sister. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we have some questions. We did talk about the disconnect, but also what we find in the body of Christ, amen, is this jealousy that goes on because, you know, you're more outspoken. It seems like the light is all on you and it ain't on me, and I'm the one who made the necessary sacrifices, and, you know, I'm the one that told you you could do it, and now, you know, I feel some kind of way. What is this about? Is this a spirit that comes over us? What's going on?
It's key that you mentioned that, Minister Kim. Jealousy, I believe that the Bible says that that was one of the first sins committed in the land, Cain and Abel. They had jealousy amongst each other. And jealousy is something that is on the surface, and once it gets rooted, you're in a dangerous, dangerous area. When we see people that do things that we cannot do or things that God has not anointed us to do, it causes that spirit to tempt to be jealous. But jealousy doesn't lead to anything except resentment. And it isn't going to help us in our walk. So I walk on the premises of, instead of being jealous of another, why don't we focus on being inspired by their achievements, by their goals? And I'm a firm believer, audience, that I celebrate one another. And once you begin to genuinely celebrate another's successes, whether that be in their ministry or their personal lives, then you're at a position where you're happy, you're excited about their achievements. And once you begin to celebrate them, then eventually you'll glean from them. And I believe that that person that any of us may have some slight tinge of jealousy, even if we don't openly admit it, once we look at that person as, wow, that could be the trailblazer for my next move in God. And when we see people doing things that we want to do and we haven't accomplished ours yet, I just believe it's not to look on them with a spirit of resentment and jealousy. But each and every one of us, we have our own gifts. We have our own talents. Those of us that are saved, we know that there is a certain measure of gifts that God has given each and every one of us. And simply, each and every one of us are doing exactly what God has proportioned and ordained for us to do in the earth. So in terms of jealousy, if you find yourself jealous of another, whether it be a sibling, whether it be a sister, a business partner, I would say that you seek God and say, God, I feel the root of bitterness and jealousy bringing up, God. God, I'm asking that you deal with this thing. And most of us, if we be truthful, we know that we feel the jealousy, but we may not admit it. We try to keep it hid and concealed. But I'm a firm believer of that. Once we go in that secret closet before God, God knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. So for years and years, I've always worked with men and women in ministry that were established, if you would say. And as I'm coming up along, I learn how to serve. Once you learn how to serve and be a servant, then therefore you don't always have to be on the front line like before. When it's your season and God allows you to shine, I tell you, to God be the glory. He'll get the glory out of your life. But I also would like to say that sometimes there are individuals that we celebrate them, but then when it's our season comes around, you get other individuals. You don't, if anyone is celebrating you and they're supporting you and they're, you know, lifting up your ministry and working hard and laboring, if they are doing those things for you, when it's their time to shine, celebrate that individual. I don't want to start preaching because I'm
not. No, honey, you know, hey, you're an evangelist. That's what you do. You can't stop being who you are. Amen. You can't just put that on the sidebar. But you minister because this is dear to my heart. I was sharing in the green room before we come on air. Amen. We have prayer, everyone. So we don't do this from the hip. Amen. We do this with the Holy Spirit. Being at the center of it. So we have prayer, and I really became emotional because as I was studying and in my meditation about the relationship of sister-to-sister love, God really revealed to me that how are we going to gather together in heaven and we don't gather together here on this earth? And that touched my heart where I had to go into repentive mode. Amen. Yeah. I had to ask God to reveal to me, was there any malice in my heart towards another sister? Amen. Did I have any jealousy in my heart? Amen. And one of the things that you said to confirm it was, I'm one to always celebrate. I get more excited for the individual who's being blessed.
Yes.
And I've always said, I like to be behind the scene because it's not about me. It's about you. You know, whether you want me to pray for you, give you spiritual advice, I'm there for that because I'm just so excited that God is moving in your life and I see God in it. See, that's the thing about me. I love to see God in the life of the individuals that I'm dealing with, amen, from near or far. Now, I can't be at every event. I can't support everything, but trust and believe, in my closet, I'm giving God praise for you. I'm praying. I'm interceding for you, and I think that goes a long way.
Yes.
But I'm so glad. So when you talk about, I don't feel like, minister, this is what we need. We need healing today. We need to be healed of these broken relationships that we have with our sisters, whether it's your business partner, whether it's your spiritual sister in church, the churches you fellowship, the ones who you grew up with, whoever, you got some issues, and we have to really be clear about our issues, amen? We can't sugarcoat it. You can't medicate it any longer. You got to say, Lord, I got an issue with this girl, and be real. Say her name. I don't know what happened. I don't know what it is, but there's a feeling that I'm just uncomfortable with, and I don't like this. And God will reveal. Sometimes, evangelists, that's been so long. You know, have you ever heard sisters, these are biological sisters, came out of the same mama, lived in the same household, slept in the same bed half the time, amen, that they years without speaking.
That's right.
Mama can't even get them over for dinner together.
Mm.
And then when you hear this, I say to myself, I don't even have biological sisters. I have a lot of spiritual sisters. But I'm like, how could you be like that? And I said, Lord, I don't want to judge. But then when you say so, what was the issue that caused you to harbor these feelings?
Yes.
And the sad part is half the time it takes at least like 10 minutes to really think about it. So if it takes you that long, why are you holding on to it? So my question to you, how do you help someone who's listening right now, and I have just been in their backyard, amen? How do you help them repair the relationship? Because it's been years.
Amen.
Kids have graduated. You know, some people have died off, and they still holding grudges.
I believe, Minister Kim, that when we hold resentment, grudges, and just aughts with one another, it's usually a form of unforgiveness. Usually that person has wounded us in some kind of way, and because there is no effective communication, not everyone is going to forgive us for something we did wrong. It would seem that people in the church should also be the first to forgive us, but sometimes it appears that they are the last. So when someone won't forgive us after we've asked for their forgiveness, we have to take into account the pain that may have been inflicted on that person. I had a situation where I was friends with an individual for over 35 years, and that's a long-standing relationship. We were almost like biological sisters. And because of one circumstance or instance, it severed the relationship. And many years went on till everyone that I would come in contact with that knew both of us was really at awe that the relationship no longer existed. So it had to come to a point where it was no, and this, I can just be transparent, I can be candid, I can be real. It was a point where I was offended, she was offended, but we never communicated. It is so important to just not always think that it's your point of view, you're right. The first step in reconciliation, it must be where you recognize what you have done to the other and just come together and reason. You know, you got to build trust again when someone violates you. So I would say that sometimes when the sisters or rivalries, when they have opposition one with another concerning the relationship, there's always some underlining thing, even if it's spoken of or unspoken of. Now, you may not even be aware that you offended the sister. Mm-hmm. It may be something so small and insignificant to you. However, that person took it to heart. So it's a very sensitive area, but I would definitely say that if the Holy Spirit leads you and you seek the Lord, that you would approach that person with all humility, not pointing fingers, but just with all humility. Relationships are so important. The Bible talks about we have to have brotherly love one for another. And as you said, Minister Kim, how can we look to go to glory and feast together when we can't have communion here in the earth? It is so much going on in the body of Christ and even in our individual families, but I believe that now is a season where God is mending. He's mending the broken hearts, and he wants us to come together in agreement. How many of you know that wherever two or three are gathered in, there he is in the midst. There's power in agreement, and sometimes we have uncomfortable feelings, and sometimes that includes sadness, our emotional feelings, some anger, sometimes we have joy. So we're on this emotional roller coaster, and we have to ask God not to allow our personal circumstances to be able to try to judge another, if you will. So I'm back to that effective communication.
Yes, yes, the key. That's the key, and that's something that God always wanted with us. Amen. He wants that intimacy time, that communication. Amen. But you know, as you mentioned this about families, like this is a season that God wants to restore. Amen. Yes. The family unit, because it's so important. Amen. Is that the other day I was talking to my first lady, shout out to my first lady, Annette Cooper, which is going to be here in a few weeks. We were just talking about the weather, the inclement weather. And I know for all of my southern states, I thank God that you are well down there, North Carolina and Atlanta. Atlanta is on our switchboard. We shout out Atlanta family today. Is that she said, I believe God is up to something, because with inclement weather, with the snow, with the black ice, people were not able to go to work. Businesses shut down, right? She said, I believe that God really wants us to spend more quality time with our family, because once you're stuck in the house, you have no other choice but to communicate.
Yes.
So, you know, God knows what we need. Even though some of us have complained, you know, I can't go to work, I can't get out, I can't do this, the roads are this, that. But look at the benefits. God is speaking on the earth. And you just really confirm that by saying that this is the season now that we really need to go back and talk to one another. Play board games with one another, sit and watch a movie together, talk about the things that you like and don't like about each other, and don't throw it up in each other's face later, but do this here so that your relationship can be whole. I also learned something else, too, and this is for our sisters. In order to have a healthy relationship, I need to be able to trust whatever message I deliver. That means that in order for me to grow, right, in this relationship, I need to be able to come to you and share anything without a judgment. Because the moment that my antennas go up and I've heard that you've said something, then I lose trust, and I no longer value our relationship, but I'm no longer growing. You see, I stop growing at that very moment, because what are some of the things that we say? I'll say it, and you can add on, Evangelist. We say, I can't trust nobody. Sure. I don't need nobody. What, sister? I don't got no sisters, please.
Yes.
I'm on this earth by my, right? These are things that we say. But that comes from a hurt.
Yes, and a pain. Mm-hmm.
Right. So we got to get to a place that we really work on ourselves here. So I thank God for the clement weather. I really do.
Yes.
And I thank God for this time of intimacy with Him.
And communication is just is so key, that we listen to the other individual. And while the person is responding, we must, and I had to learn this, it was a learned behavior with me, that I had to avoid any impulses to maybe cut them off as they're talking, to try to talk about it. And that's key. And it may have something to do with my upbringing or my rearing in my family. However, you must allow them to talk. It shows, number one, it displays a form of respect, that you do respect their feelings and how, you know, they feel about a particular situation. But relationship is everything. Ladies, I would say, if you are listening, it is so key to just build the relationships. And most of all, if you have a prayer life, prayer changes things. I believe the Bible says that He sent His only begotten Son, that we all should be saved. The dear Lord, He gave us a comforter, and that comforter came with a message such as love. Love one another. Love them that do evil against you. Love them that falsely accuse you. Where sin did abound in their lives, let the love of Jesus also abound in Jesus' name. I just wanted to say to you ladies on here, if there's anyone that has a relationship that has been strained, if there's anyone that has a relationship that is challenged at this time, humble yourselves. Go to that sister. Go to that brother. It may be your mother. Go to that person. Let us reason together. Life is short. I buried, on another note, I buried so many individuals in this last year, from the age of 16 to 60. And life is so short, you will not have the opportunity to go back to that person. So it is key to communicate with that person. Forgive those that despitefully use you. Amen.
Well said, well said. And again, the lines are open, 347-857-1295. We want to hear your comments. If you have been having some issues with your sister, biological, know how we can help you. I believe just the message that Evangelist Rose is giving us, she's giving us a gleam of hope. One thing she said, and she keeps reiterating it, and I'm going to keep reiterating, effective communication. Amen. Don't allow your sister to walk away assuming one thing. Amen. To celebrate them, inspire them, amen, to be the best, amen. You know, let them know God considers you the apple of His eye. Come on, baby. You know what I mean? You're sweet. You know, you got to let them know that, amen. Oh, you thought that? No, I did not mean that. You be the mature one. You be the humble one. And always ask God for a fresh wind of discernment. Because that's the key. Because I might assume that you know, one thing, and it's not, but I need to go to God. And I really ask God, God, give me a fresh wind of discernment so I could discern the needs of my sister. Because I want to be there. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, I say this often on the prayer line, iron sharpens iron, so man will strengthen one another. And that's unison. Amen. Iron sharpens iron. We have to be there to sharpen and to build and to love one another. Amen. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to have more on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Evangelist Dana Davis Rose out of Mount Vernon, New York. We'll be back. I love my sister. She is simply amazing, and I just couldn't imagine my life without her.
Amen.
We believe in celebrating you. Happy birthday to all of our February babies. If you desire to get a birthday shout-out during our show, inbox us on Facebook, The Morning Glory, IVO Hope, or every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can call us up at 347-857-1295. Again, for any birthday shout-outs during our show, inbox us on Facebook, The Morning Glory, IVO Hope, as well as call us up during our Saturday show at 347-857-1295. We shout you out today, and we thank you for being celebrated here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We'll be back. Are the most competitive individuals. Aren't they? Sisters can be competitive, but it could be good. It can be good. Amen. Because they go to that scripture again, iron sharpens iron. Amen. When we do it in a loving, kind, and caring way. Amen. Where we are striving, amen, for the vision that God has for our life. Amen. You can't be in my lane because we're going to stumble over each other and fall and hurt ourselves.
Absolutely.
You cannot be in my lane. Amen. And I don't want to be in your lane because I definitely want to, I don't want to fall and stumble and break anything. I'm getting older now. These bones ain't strong as they used to be. So I'll need to break.
Right.
But it's true. We, you know, sisters do, you know, they're competitive. They compete with one another. Sometimes you compete for the affection of your mother, your father, amen, your brother, because you want to shine. But remember, everyone has a lane and everyone has a place, amen. Your mother doesn't love you any less than the other. And we need to get rid of this black sheep. You know, she's the black sheep of the family.
You hear that often. You're right.
What about that? Where does that stem from? You know, I'm always talking about the root. Where does that root come from?
There's also another saying that mothers love their sons, but they raise their daughters. And me being the only girl, I had three brothers, one of which is deceased. And I was the only girl, and I felt like I was raised, but they had that extra attention.
Mm-hmm.
Black sheep of the family may be a saying that many, many, many years ago, it's almost like that particular person in the family that gave the parents a little more trouble, whether it was in their school, their behavior, et cetera. And unfortunately, ladies, I was the black sheep in the family. At least I thought I was. But until I came to know Jesus, the Lord and Savior of my life, and then I began to have my own identity, and I didn't allow that cliche, if you will, become a part of me. But there were times, and some may be imagined, some may be real, there were times that I felt that I was looked at less than the others, less achieved, least likely to succeed, and these different things. But once I believe that God came into my life and began to build me in terms of my character, my spirit, it began to, that stigma of black sheep of the family, it began to fade away, you know, and then I had my own identity. And I knew who I was, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, you know, a chosen one of this world. So I thank God for Jesus Christ. But there's always a thing where we must build trust in our relationships. We must communicate open, honestly. And we, most of all, we must share the knowledge we have. We have to stop being selfish. I know that wasn't the topic, but lots of times jealousy, lack of communication, a lot of us are selfish, and if we have any selfish ways, it may be our upbringing. Maybe, like you said, Minister Kim, it may be that you were the only child. Maybe you didn't have any siblings, so you never had to share. But I believe that if we can stop being selfish and begin to share with our sisters or our brother, I have individuals now in my circle that, as a matter of fact, speaking of, we have an awesome conference coming up called SASSY, Spirit-Filled Anointed Women Say Yes. And at this conference, we're going to empower women from all over the world, how to advance, how to brand themselves, how to start their own businesses, how to set up websites, how to set up LLCs, 501c3s. That's sharing a wealth of information, not being selfish. But if I have something and I know that my sister would advance in that thing, then I have to be willing to share. And I do believe that when we move, and on those premises, I believe that God's going to bless us the more. You know, the more we bless others, we ourselves will be blessed.
Yes, and for this awesome conference, SASSY, Spirit-Filled Anointed Sisters Say Yes, it's going to take place next month, March 14th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's going to be in Albany, New York. But guess what? You
yes.
need to be there. Amen. Right
yes.
there in the Boulevard. It's really in Queens. Amen. It's not far. They have some awesome speakers. Let me tell you, we were going to
talk about
that.
Oh, we have a nice lineup.
What?
Oh, God, Mr. Kim. We have, oh, God, we have Dr. Tanya Williams. Oh, God, we have Manigault. We have Tony Coleman. We have so many coming from different walks of life. All these are successful women. These
yes.
are all women that started somewhere. So as we're talking today about building relationships and being effective communicators and blotting out jealousy and all these things, now we can move to the next level in our businesses and our relationships and our ministries. There are a lot of ministries that they are so isolated and you know, secluded. When
yes.
all God is saying is that come together in agreement, and there he is in the midst. So I encourage any of you that are listening that are available on March 14th, St. Albans, we will be at Thomasina's. Many of you know that catering place there. It's going to be an awesome move of God. I encourage you, get registered.
Yeah, and, you know, we definitely going to be there. As soon as we shut down in the studio, we're going to head out to St. Albans, New York. And I'm just excited,
amen,
amen, for the powerful people lined up, Prophetess Cynthia Bellamy, as well as, you know, Dr. Deborah Cooper, amen.
Yes.
She was there last year as we were celebrating our pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. And,
amen,
oh, my God, she just tore up.
Is
I'm
she awesome?
You, she is awesome. My pastor had just gotten, just going to the left a little bit, but I just want to show you when we talk about that sisterly love. They've been a covenant relationship before they even got saved. I'm telling their business here. But
my God,
I want to show you the relationship. Now, she's a doctor, and during this time, my pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, had just gotten his doctorate in theology, right? So she gave him his, like, she just anointed him and just honored him right there. It was just so awesome that I'm not jealous of you. You're my brother.
Jesus.
Amen. I've seen your walk. I've seen the integrity, the character of you, and I am here to stand, amen, in position to just give you your degree and just bless you. And it was just so awesome. And then the word that came forth in reference to the woman with issue of blood, which was really a distraction, but God had to use her. See, I remember that, because when the word is good, it gets engraved in your heart. Amen?
Yes.
When a word is good and it's rich, it gets engraved in your heart. You can't be leaving church talking like you don't know what the preacher preached about. But
right.
I'm just telling you, I'm coming. I'm going to close up the studio early and be like, yo, we heading out there. I'm going to have my drivers out there. I don't
amen.
Want no issues with, you know, any issues with parking. I want to get in the building and just be a part of this awesome event taking place on March 14th. And for those who are part of us on our Facebook page and our community, which is the Morning Glory Ivy of Hope, we have been promoting this awesome event. Amen. So please
yes.
register early. Let them know that you heard about this event. The sassy, spirit-filled, anointed sister, say yes,
yes.
Here on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. We'll be back because we're talking about sister love. We'll be back because we have some questions for our evangelist, Dana Davis
yes.
Rose, all the way from Mount Vernon, New York, in the house. We'll be back.
Amen.
Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. Remember, my sisters, my brother, love will last. Amen. The
Amen.
Bible lets us know, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Amen. It was because of the love of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
His son, Jesus Christ,
thank you, Jesus,
died. He went through the persecution. He went to the cross. He died and rose for you and I. That is what love is. When a woman, amen, carries a baby, whether prematurely or long term, and she brings forth this baby, honey, that is a love. Amen.
Yes,
they
Lord.
Say that life and death is right there. You on the borderline of that when you give birth. Amen. And when your mother
right.
goes back in and she comes home with that beautiful sister, amen, and you become the oldest sister or the oldest sibling, love your sister. Inspire
yes,
your sister, amen. Tell her about the things that your mom has endured, amen, to get her here, amen, and how you can share part of your life with your mother that she didn't have so y'all can all feel connected, that you'll never feel like you're a black sheep, that you'll never feel outside
yes.
of the family, because they're always telling you stories, amen. They always empower you and lifting you up. And one of the things I love about a real sister, amen, they protect you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen?
Yes.
Your sister protects you. Our radio angel, executive producer, Kim Insutter, she's the bomb. Amen. And I have
Amen.
Many sisters, but I just want to share something that she says. And we've been rolling this dice for, I think, what, 7 years now, and it's been awesome. Amen. And one of the things that she'll say, I can get mad at Kim. Amen. And it's natural to get mad at each other. She says, but you can never talk about Minister Kim. She'll say that.
That's
amen.
Right.
The first time that she said that to me, amen, I was like, that's deep that you feel like that.
That's right.
She, yeah, because I love you. You're my sister.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you can't talk about her. And that's what I'm saying about that sister love, where we cover and protect one another. Amen. It's so important that people understand that. Because you can have beef with your sister, amen, and sometimes it might happen in the school ground, but don't let nobody else dog your sister.
That's right.
Don't let nobody else. If you got to roll up your sleeve, and I'm saying this, and let people know that you ain't playing, you got to do what you got to do, but you're standing. You're standing in total agreement saying, I believe in her.
Yes.
I believe in the value that she has, the potential that she has. I will not allow you to speak against that. So we got to get to that place. We have a question. I can go on. I tell you, I've been studying. I've been in my word and thanking God for this, and I want to thank God for those who are here. Again, if you want to chime in and if you have a question for myself and Evangelist Rose, please do so. Amen. We got a Skype on here. God bless you. Thank you so much. Okay, so here's the question. One of the things that this person is anonymous, amen, and I respect that. They're saying that they are, they have spiritual sisters, and they do find a spirit of jealousy. And when they go to confront, they're denying, the other sister or sisters are denying, no, I'm not jealous. That's how they said, no, I'm not jealous. But she feels it. She feels it, and she has witnessed the face you. That's not nice. The facial gestures, you know, the ugly looks that they give her because she's just really successful right now. What do you say about this young lady? Like, you know it there. You know God has been revealing it to you.
Right.
Your fresh wind of discernment, and it doesn't lie to you. It's not lying to you. But you do. You effectively go and communicate that. And as you're conveying, they're not responding in a way that can really mend or help you feel comfortable knowing that they understand that you know, and then they know that they need to work on it so that y'all can grow together and take that to another level. How do you handle that when people do that?
Well, I would say that if that individual is not openly admitting that they are jealous, and it's almost like it's a spirit of that person is hiding it, and the other person is.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, the communication, because it may not be jealousy. You know, you may think it's jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just believe that in relationships, we're in the information age, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have to send, we have to receive, we have to process a huge number of information and messages every day to be effective in our communication, just like exchanging information. So also, when we are understanding the emotions behind this individual's gestures or whatever, and I say that because sometimes you can really, really, if you're spiritual and you have discernment, you can see a spirit of jealousy, yes. But other times, sometimes we overrate it. We're thinking it's a spirit of jealousy when that person has their own personal issues.
But I would say have dialogue with that person, but also pray before you approach it, because it can be a very, very sensitive area, and you don't want it to destroy the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, if God hasn't severed it, you want to be very, very careful with how you approach that. But everyone has their own gifts, so mm-hmm. there's really no need to be jealous. So you would convey to that individual, you would communicate, have dialogue, celebrate that sister. And then I believe that that would open the doors to have dialogue, to have communication, and they'll recognize that you're not there to prompt them to jealousy, but you're really there to be that trailblazer. And perhaps if they just kind of get on board with you, that they may go to their next level of success. A lot of successful people that have great achievements in this world, there's always someone coming along behind you. And instead of that person being jealous, if you celebrate the individual, I believe that that jealousy would be blotted out.
Oh,
I mean, that's just my thoughts, but definitely they need to approach that person in such a manner that the Holy Spirit leads. Because, again, if you approach that person and you have your own emotional issues, it may not turn out well at all.
You're right. We got to be, you know, we're very transparent here on the radio, on the Morning Glory, because it's important that you understand that, because I don't want you to get your feelings hurt either. Pray about it. You know, that's why that secret place is so important, that you meet God, and so that you don't make a situation worse than what it is. Amen? Because sometimes you got to, God sees in my words that my words are not offensive, but they come out loving and kind so that we can mend. The whole purpose in any relationship is for y'all to grow.
Yeah.
What God brings together is for the fruits of God to come out and for y'all to grow so it could be duplicated and spread abroad. Amen? You're not here on this earth just to be idle. You're here for purpose. Whether it's in a marriage, you know, in your sister-sister relationship, you know, your brother-sister relationship, it's God brings two people together or a group of people together for a reason. And you got to have God at the center. He's the nucleus of this meeting.
Yes.
So when he is there, you have God. You know, I tell people, evangelists, when I get on the phone like we did in the green room, what we did? We pray, right? We have prayer. And that's the key. You know what I'm saying? It gets rid of all of these, like, doubt, hidden perceptives, you know, that will try to come later on. Oh, she thinks she is. Oh, she prayed this kind of way. No, I don't want all that. I want us to leave feeling whole and in right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is what's important when you're on the phone, you know, when you email a praise of God, you know, grace and peace unto you. Put God in it. And it's not being radical. You your words have power. So you're sending it out on assignment. So anything that the enemy is trying to attach you with, it won't, because God's blood is there. Amen? The blood of Jesus is right there. So it can't come in and affect it. But if you're not going forward in God first, you're going to get a lot of hell. You're going to get a lot of discord. You're going to get a lot of jealousy and resentment, and you're going to have a lot of issues with your sisters because you don't put God first.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
How to put God first. We'll be back.
Look, because I could just go in. I'm about to drop my mic.
Drop my mic.
Hallelujah.
We'll be back on the Morning
Glory. I pray that someone is getting blessed just from us indulging and having dialogue about this sensitive topic that we call
it. Yeah, it is very sensitive. Very sensitive. I'll tell you, had me in my tears, emotions, because I want to see us get better. You know, when we come back, one of the things I want to talk about before we go into our next segment is, you know, women, we have this bad label called we catty. Those are catty. Girls are catty.
Yes.
We gotta stop. We need to hear people saying, yo, they united. They powerful in a group. Don't be playing with those girls. They ain't no joke. Those are, you know, that's what we need to hear people say about us, so we can get the respect, and God can get the glory. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, you, and guess what? Our Gleam of Hope guest, Evangelist Dana Davis Rose, all the way from Mount Vernon, New York. We'll be back. Join our relationship experts, Kim and Vince, on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope starting next month. You can also catch them immediately after our show for Man Talk 101 every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call in at 845-241-9898. I mean, these talks that they have been having, Kimberly Arrington and Vince VK, have been really powerful. Amen. Normally after a show, I'm heading out for physical therapy. And the first show, amen, I had the receptionist there. We had it on Valentine's Day. Amen. We introduced the family, amen, to our relationship experts on Valentine's Day. We gave out 2 complimentary tickets to Spark Castle. So it was an awesome, awesome show. Amen. But just the fact that they were able to feel the synergy of these hosts. So I'm asking everyone to spend some time with us. You know, Block Talk Radio, Internet Radio is the bomb. Amen. It's the way to go these days. So let's join Man Talk 101 with Kimberly Arrington and Inspirational Beauty. Amen. And VK Vincent Harris. Today at 11 a.m. That number again is 845-241-9898. And don't forget, everybody, we got a new sound. We are still working on, in the back, we're still working on our sound and everything that's going on today. But you know what? I just want to shout out Total for Him. Amen. You heard their song, I Need Love. Here, you're going to continue to hear. So if you're looking for a manager, amen, Vision to Destiny, amen, you can hit us up, you know, Hope at themorningglory.com, and we will definitely hook you up with an awesome team, amen. They call Vision to Destiny, and this is their group, amen, and they are inspiring these 4 brothers, amen, spiritual brothers, to go forward in what God has given them. So every time you hear them, let them know that you heard them here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Amen?
Amen.
That's what we do here. We support one another. It's about love and loving each other, inspiring one another. So I'm truly grateful for what God is doing. We got so many new things that are happening here on the show, some great segments. We talked about the relationship experts with Kimberly Arrington and Vincent Harris. We also have our money expert with Ray Jenkins. She was here on last week, and I'll tell you, she's given us some really insight about money, to have a relationship with our money. So continue to tune in with us every week, every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you would like to be a guest, shoot me an email at hope@themorningglory.org or inbox us on Facebook at our community page, which is The Morning Glory IVO Hope. Amen. So back to you, Evangelist Rose. Amen. We talked about effective communication. You talked about being inspired by each other and celebrating one another. And you really feel like this is the season that God is really healing. And we thank God for just answering a few questions. We have some more questions for you. But before we went to a commercial break, I talked about that cattiness. How can we get rid of this? You know, because I'm so tired. Even we say that. You know, she catty. You know, we just catty women.
Yeah.
You know, we claim this stuff, which we shouldn't, because we have to understand that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So
that's
if we're going to change how we are effectively in a communication and relationship with us as sisters, amen, because we can't get to heaven with that. I'm telling you, you can do all the service for God.
That's right.
But if you're not loving, I'm telling you, he's going to be like, I don't know you.
Amen.
I don't know you. So you ain't getting, God ain't even opening up the gate for you to get up there with that foolishness. This is real talk today, right? So how can we just uproot this right now? Let's just try to just eradicate this right now.
Amen.
That we're catty.
Hallelujah.
Women are catty. Let's get rid of that. Help us out, Evangelist Rose.
Amen. When we use the term catty, means that I find that women are this. I'm going to bring it up to technology today. I was at an event and the woman of God began to share that when you find yourself, you and we all have Facebook and we all have Twitter and we tweet. When you find yourself aggressively, constantly going through someone's page and not celebrating, you're not clicking like. You're not clicking share, but you're just going through the page. I would say that to me, that is catty. In other words,
It's not that you're going through it just to see what they're doing. You're going through it with a, it's almost like that spirit of jealousy. You want to see what they're doing, and then competition comes in. Now you want to do an event greater than that one. It's back to God, like you originally said. We have to ask God to remove some of these things that are embedded in our heart, because God said it's the heart of the matter. For out of the heart flows the issues. And I believe that any time that we find ourselves catty, we need to seek the Lord. That same situation and circumstances that you see, you're giving all your attention to this. If you put that much focus on something positive or something to inspire an individual, I believe that the reward would be great. So in terms of being catty, I just think that we need to do a self-evaluation on our own selves, our own lives, and we would have no time to be catty to our sister. You know, I mean, I hope that helps someone, but I'm off the premises. I believe in that we must show love one to another. And God sees the greater in the servant. We don't always have to be the receiver. We don't always have to be the taker. I believe that the more we serve humans and mankind, I would say humanity and mankind, the more we serve individuals and God, you know, gets the glory out of it, I believe that all the cattiness would cease and desist.
Amen. Amen. So it has to be individual. You have to have the willpower. You know, there we go again. Earlier I mentioned it, and I've been mentioning this. This is something that we're working on, making that decision. You know, 2015 at Kingdom Life, underneath my leadership, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper and Lynette Cooper, our First Lady, that's what he mentioned. He said, this year you have to make decisions, conscious decisions on who you are and where you want to be, you know. So we have to be consciously aware of what can potentially get in us, you know, as we leave our gates open, you know, as we are out there in the world but not of the world, you know, we could get tainted by the things that we see or the things that we hear. So we got to get into that secret place, amen, with God, and ask God to examine our hearts to make sure, and be mindful, again, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
In order to uproot, eradicate something, allow it never to come back in, when you hear another sister say that, you need to say, uh-uh, the devil's a liar, we are not, we are loving, we united, we are one. We inspire. You got to just, whatever God gives you at that moment, but you have to, again, that discernment, you got to hear and be like, no, that's not us. Even if a brother says that, say, I don't know what sisters you've been around, but I'm buying that up right now. We got to ask God for a spirit of boldness in this season.
Yes.
To be bold, to speak those things as though they already are, and to find those things that have been out there in the universe as it relates to us. We got to join a sisterhood, amen?
Amen.
Where we love each other, not just in word, but indeed.
Indeed, yes, yes.
We got to do this thing indeed. You know, people have to see that I love you, Evangelist Rose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think I mentioned that when we were looking at a photo, you know, picture for you. I said, "She, where did she buy her phone?" All her pictures, if you go to Evangelist Dana Rose page on Facebook, you will see, if you go through her album book, it's always with hugging. Just every picture captures her just loving on someone. And that's awesome. So her, you know, her life speaks for itself. And this is what we need to do, because I also believe in order for us to change the image, we have to start doing that. We have to give visual to what we see. You know, I believe in vision boards, and I thank God for the chief activator, Lucinda Cross, which is right now in Savannah, Georgia. So shout out to you, Lucinda Cross, all of your sisters and your brothers, because she got some brothers in there too who are headed there and who are there now in Savannah, Georgia. Amen for the vision board party. God bless her. But visually, we need to be able to expose, you know, our viewers on our social media sites. Amen. When we in church, out of church, when we gather, our children need to see us loving one another.
Yes.
Amen? Because our reality shows are tainted.
And I ain't talking about, you know, the housewives of Atlanta and all that. I'm talking about our personal, amen, reality shows. We have tainted it. It's so mushy and murred up. So now we really got to get that and wipe, you know, like how you get a Windex and wipe down your mirrors. We need to do that in our relationships with our family. Start wiping some things away. And one word that we're going to wipe away right now in our sisterhood is catty. I don't want to hear that.
Yes.
No more.
Hallelujah.
We get rid of that. It's gone in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's gone. We don't want to hear it no more. We ain't talking about it no more. We loving one another.
Yes.
We place it with unity. We place it with inspirational words so we can encourage one another. Amen. We celebrate you. We celebrate you right now, wherever you
yes,
are.
Lord. In the
we
name
love
of
on you right now.
Yes,
we want you to know that we here at the Morning Glory International, we love you. You are my sister,
thank
and
you,
I love
Jesus.
You.
Yes, Lord.
And I care about your well-being. Amen? Shoot for the stars today. Go get your manicure pet. Feel good today. Know that you have a family here that loves you. And whatever you need, we can provide it. We're going to give it to you.
Yes.
Amen? But I do know that we provide every week a gleam of hope for you to keep you motivated, keep you inspired, keep you lifted up. Because we don't know what your week was like, but we know what happens on Saturday here. Amen? We'll be back. We're going to take a commercial. And again, the lines are open if you have any comments concerning sister-to-sister love here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Do you have a sister who you just don't connect with? Is your sister jealous of your success? Or do you desire to have a wholesome relationship, but she refuses to forgive you of something you did years ago? We were back with that. Is your sister holding on to something that you did years ago?
My God.
There's no forgiveness. We're going to bind that in the name of Jesus here this morning with you. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with our Gleam of Hope guest, Evangelist Dana Davis Rose. We'll be back. I love you, Jesus. I
Amen.
Love you for
Hallelujah.
All that you do. Mm. Amen. I love you because you first
Thank
loved
you,
me. I love you because today you
yeah,
have shown me
Thank you,
how to love my sisters, how to appreciate them no matter where they are right now.
Hallelujah.
Because I know in the end you're going to get the glory out of their life. We
thank
you, you right now for your love that covers us today, for your love that will draw us close together, that no man will be able to separate.
Hallelujah.
Father, you love us that you're mending broken hearts today. We thank you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
For mending our broken hearts, causing us to forgive one another.
Yes, Lord.
That we can trust again, to appreciate each other once again. We give you glory right now.
Hallelujah.
Come on, wherever you are right now,
thank
you're
you,
driving,
Jesus.
Just pull over.
Hallelujah.
Stretch out before God. Raise your hands. Cry out to God. Call out the sister who
Hallelujah.
You've been having odds with, that you have not been talking with, that you allowed a certain situation to hinder y'all from growing together, from loving. You even miss holidays. You miss ceremonies because that you have this heart and heart. But right now, God is mending your heart. He is softening your heart. He's
Hallelujah,
causing
Jesus.
You to bow
Thank you,
before
Lord.
Him, to help you. Because we need one another. We need God to do it, though.
Yes, Lord.
I can't do it. Evangelist Rose can't do it. God must do it for you because he's all-powerful and he's almighty, and he can go into the areas of your heart. We can only touch the surface, but God is going to go in. He's going to go into the deep roots of it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And he's going to uproot it.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to feel the uplifting. You're going to feel this burden being released
Hallelujah,
out of you
Jesus.
Right now.
Thank you,
I
Jesus.
Believe God. I believe the heaviness that you've been carrying
yeah, God.
Is going to be
Jesus.
Removed. You're going to feel light again. You're going to be urged to call your sister and say, I am sorry. I'm
Hallelujah.
Sorry. Let the tears flow because that's a process of healing.
Jesus.
Yeah,
God. Hallelujah.
God, forgive us, forgive us, forgive us for every wrong conversation, every note
Thank
that we
you,
sent
Jesus.
One another that caused us to have any ill feelings towards each other,
Thank
even
you,
caused us not to even build new relationships because we were so hurt and we were so afraid
yeah,
to
God.
Connect. But God, you are the God of relationships. You are God that mounted us up for relationships.
Yeah, God.
You created us to love one another, to support one another, to encourage
Remember
one that, another. Yeah. God, even when Mary came to Elizabeth home, God, the baby
Thank
you, because you brought them together, oh God, because there were purpose, oh God. One was carrying your son,
Hallelujah.
One was carrying John the Baptist. So, Father, we sound, we don't even know
yeah,
what we're
God.
Carrying.
Thank you,
but today, God, we carry love to one
Thank
another.
You, Jesus.
We carry strength to one another. We carry hope to one another. We
Hallelujah.
Carry you, oh God, so the women don't even know you today, God. We carry you, God, to them.
Jesus.
God, that they will get to know you, God. They will get to trust you, God, to help them to remove all preconceived knowledge, oh God, things that they heard about that was going on in their family circle. God, remove it now. Give them a new mind right
Thank
now,
you,
God.
Jesus.
Give them a new mind.
Hallelujah.
That leads them to the thoughts of you, the kindness of you, God, the love of you, the meekness of you, God. We love you, God, and we say thank you right now. We bless your holy name, God.
Oh, God, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Father, for sister-to-sister love.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God, for restoring our relationship. God, that was broken for whatever reason. God, thank you right now, God, even in my personal life.
Hallelujah.
God, I say thank you, God. I thank you, God. Erase the
Jesus.
Words, oh God, the letters, oh God, that have been engraved in the hearts of a sister that I wounded, that I've affected, God.
Yeah, God. Thank
that
you,
I
Jesus.
Bruised, God. In the name of Jesus, allow her to heal. Allow her to be strong again. Allow her to love again. Allow her to trust again.
Hallelujah,
God.
Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus, do it now, God. I need it done now, God. Because I don't want to be the same Kim again. God, I want to be new. I want to be in love
Thank
with
you,
my
Jesus.
Sisters, God. Because you first loved me, God.
Hallelujah.
You took me with all of my blemishes, God. With all of my flaws, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And you forgave me. So who am I not to forgive? I forgive you. If you're listening today and you know directly, indirectly, that you did something to offend me or Evangelist Rose or anybody out there,
Hallelujah.
We forgive you right now
yes,
in the
Lord,
name
in
of
the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
We stand up and I forgive
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
We forgive you. Because I want you to be healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to be set free. I want you to be liberated in God so you can get what God
yes,
has
Lord.
For you this year.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want you to flourish like never before. I want you to walk on the waters
Hallelujah,
this year.
Jesus.
I want you to fly like eagles. I want you to create,
Hallelujah.
Design whatever God told you. I want you to believe in you. And I want you to know that there are sisters that's going to be right there cheering you on.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Helping you with your wardrobe, with your makeup, helping you with your speech, helping you getting it marketed. We're going to be there for you. Because we believe in this season of your life. Amen?
Evangelist Rose, this thing called forgiveness. And I know it's layers and layers of layers.
Yes, Lord.
But I know God can heal
all
of the layers.
Yes, Lord.
So help us today. Give us that gleam of hope.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Today I believe that God has opened doors for us to become free. I believe that he's made a way to establish our freedom. I believe that we have to refuse to let, hallelujah, the enemy and the powers of darkness, hallelujah, let that enemy stop the jealousy, the division, the aughts, in the name of Jesus. And I believe that today we're going to get a complete breakthrough. God said he made a way for us, hallelujah, out of every circumstances. I believe that if we stay in the flow of his spirit, the time is now that God is releasing a new fresh anointing on each and every one of us and every open door in the name of Jesus where we may be free. Hallelujah, free to move and have our being in the name of Jesus. Sisters, be encouraged today. I feel this down in my spirit that there's somebody on the line that's wounded. If you believe that your sister has offended you, seek God, hallelujah. Know in the name of Jesus that it's not your sister, the enemy, hallelujah, may be causing you to think some kind of way right now. But I ask right now that you show that spirit of forgiveness and trust me, hallelujah, if I be a woman called by God, hallelujah, that on this week, if you, hallelujah, forgive her, hallelujah, that on this week you'll get a breakthrough, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, because it's the matters of the heart, hallelujah, and as we look at the heart, the Bible says the heart is evilly wicked, hallelujah, Jesus, but God, hallelujah, he gives us that heart of flesh. He softens us up. Hallelujah. He causes us to forgive those who spoke all manner of evil against us falsely. He said, where sin did abound, the grace of God did much more abound. So let the grace of God abound on each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And I am first partaker that every offense have already suffered. All the offenses for years and years. As Minister Kim said, there's layers of stuff. Hallelujah. But today, hallelujah, I believe that God is giving us a release. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. You are free. Amen. You have been liberated. And we thank God for your liberation. Amen. I can't wait to hear the report. Amen. As sisters just reconnect and love one another, let's just do a challenge. Amen. And this week, if you've had some issues with your sisters, you know, post some pictures. Amen. Post some pictures up in our community page on Facebook, The Morning Glory, IVO Hope, and let us know how this show, amen, our Gleam of Hope guest, Evangelist Dana Davis Rose, blessed you, amen, and you felt the freedom of God, and you made that necessary phone call. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
Amen.
Are you ready to live an I Am Special kind of life? And you were special then, and you special today. Meet the neighbors on the porch every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time by calling in 832-551-5100. The PIN number is 232-886-POUND. That is our sister from Texas, Myra Fry. Amen. Are you ready to live in I Am Special kind of life? You are special each and every day. Don't forget about the porch every Sunday, amen, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll definitely have that up for you on our community page. And don't forget that if you don't have a place to worship, please join me every Sunday morning at 8:30 for prayer and then at 9:45 for worship at Kingdom Life Temple with our leading pastor and our First Lady, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper and First Lady Annette Cooper. We are located on 3030 Jerome Avenue, right between Bedford Park and Jerome Avenue here in the Bronx. Amen. For more information, we'll definitely have that up in our community page. We'll be back.
madam.
Welcome back to another Gleam of Hope show with Minister Kim and our special guest today, who's definitely gleaming us with hope, evangelist Dana Davis Rose from Mount Vernon, New York. Amen. Awesome woman of God. We've had church today, amen, on a Saturday morning. We definitely inspired you, amen. I know I have been inspired because God is here. And I thank you for just staying on with us as we've had technical difficulties. So a lot of commercials, amen, I did it, amen, as well as the music. We want to let you know that we have a new sound here with Total for Him, an awesome group, amen. You're going to love them. And when they're out in the community, we definitely going to let you know. So always like our page, which is on Facebook, The Morning Glory Ivy of Hope, and let us know how we can help you with that gleam of hope. We have a new light this morning. We want to welcome Regina Quinn to the family. Amen.
Amen.
And that, of course, amen. Deborah and Sally, we want to welcome each and every one of you wonderful, powerful ladies. We will definitely bring you a gleam of hope each and every day as we put our posting up. And feel free to post as well. Amen. As long as this is inspiring and encouraging one another, we definitely want to make sure you're there. Amen. So I'm grateful that you are here. We have more questions that we want to give you, Dana. My sister, my friend, amen. And I just thank God for you and what you're doing. And I know we mentioned the Sassy and what's taking place, but I really want to talk to you about that because you are a woman after God's heart.
Yeah.
And you do love. You love authentically. From the first time I met you at a Praying Mom's Walk, amen, I kept saying, there's something about that woman. Something about that woman. Amen.
Yeah.
And then I finally got to speak with you, and we have been in covenant relationship since that. Lost touch for a minute, but God divinely brought us back together through our sister Dee Dee. So shout out our Dee Dee.
Yes.
Amen. We love you, Dee Dee. Amen. One of our Praying Moms, one of my sisters as well. But, you know, tell us about Sassy. You know, I know that this is a sisterhood that you have, and, you know,
yes,
just the insides, you know, how y'all come together, strategize, and just really love one another. Because, you know, part of the show, we talk about sister-sister love, but, you know, we talked about effective communication to inspire, encourage each other. We talked about let the fresh wind of the discernment fall on you and to forgive one another. And that's great, and that's wonderful. But I want to give them also a visual of how to do that. Because sometimes, you know,
man,
I heard all this, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to bring it all together. Amen. So in this Sassy, in this organization that you're part of, you have some powerful women there. And y'all all powerful. Amen. So there definitely can't be no jealousy in it. Amen. Y'all all anointed. Y'all know your lane.
That's
but
right.
How do y'all
we know our lane.
Right. So how do y'all walk in love like this? Because
amen,
y'all are all powerful. Amen. And I know there's no jealousy. I've been to your events. I've been around some of the women of God, and I've watched y'all, you know,
yes,
collectively and individually. So how do y'all do this?
Amen. I believe that we allow God to use each and every one of us in our own facet, where we don't covet each other's gifts. The Sassy movement was birthed by none other than Prophetess Cynthia Bellinger, awesome, awesome woman of God.
Yes,
since I've been working with her, I have watched her as well as experienced her undergird individuals and push them to their maximum. Sometimes she could be a little hard, but that's my sister in the name of the Lord. But I tell you, she will not allow, you know, God's purpose to go undone within her power. But I want to say that us working together has been an awesome experience. Last year we had another young lady, most of you know her, Charisse Patterson, who went on to be with the Lord, simply to empower Charisse Patterson. She was also on the planning committee. As we got together, we saw a need. There are women in the body of Christ, and a lot of us are in our churches and we're getting spiritually fed, but there's that missing component. We're operating in our gifts, but God wants more out of our lives. He wants us to brand ourselves, expand, and touch the lives of others outside of the four walls of the church. So when Prophetess birthed Sassy, we got together, us four women got together and said, there's a lot of business conferences.
There's a lot of networking going on. But how can we bridge the spiritual piece with the secular piece? So therefore, SASE is an unusual movement because it's spirit-filled, anointed. Sisters say yes. And a lot of conferences we go to, they're either secular or it's either a church event. So SASE is somewhere in between where we're bridging the two together. You can still be spiritual, anointed, however, be an entrepreneur. I believe that God gave, you know, when we look at the Bible, we see where many of them, they worked. They yielded. You know, when we look at Adam, Adam kept the garden. He had an assignment. So as we're looking at our lives, we have an assignment to birth what God has given us. I thank God for the broadcast, the radio broadcast. It's an awesome, awesome tool that God is using to reach individuals on global levels. I thank God for that. I thank God for the media. So we, as the SASE, we want to bring women from all different walks of life, all different genders. Last year's was a great, great success. Many women came from all over. And as a result, if I be quite honest with you, as a result, my foreclosure business really took off running to a great, great start as a result of it being birthed in the SASE conference. As you come, if you're able to come, you'll see there's no one holding back. We are a source of information. We want individuals to their next level. If it's your ministry in your church or whether it's in your home, whether you're dealing with opening up a soup kitchen or whether you're a CEO in a Fortune 500 company, we want to encourage each and every one of them, use the gifts God gave you, and we work together as a team. We all know our individual parts, and I believe that I like that stay in that lane. You mentioned that, Minister Kim. I'm not trying to be an apostle because that's not my calling. I'm going to stay right where God told me until, you know, I'm not trying to be the minister and the preacher and all, you know. I'm just who God said, but God tends to use me in that area. And most of all, we have camaraderie, one with another. There's no isms and schisms. And don't get me wrong, if things come up, we can agree to disagree,
right.
But I believe that in any relationship, you got to be able to have dialogue. I like what you and Minister Kim Sutton said, that I may have a disagreement with you, but nobody's going to talk about
right.
you.
That's
and
right.
I thank God for that. And that's I operate under that same premises that when I'm loyal to a person, I'm loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And I know likewise yourself, and loyalty means everything. But those that can come out to the spirit-filled anointed sister say yes. I mean, we have artists coming, we have a branding specialist, media, you know, all different walks of life. And I know you will enjoy yourself and be able to network. It'll be able to take your business and whatever vision God gave you to the next level. We want individuals to be connected.
Amen, amen. We definitely going to be in the building. Amen. As soon as show is over, amen, we heading out. To Queens, St. Albans, New York. And we definitely, amen. Dr. Cynthia Bellinger, I love her. She is just the bomb.
Yes.
And you're right, she's strong. She don't be playing.
Oh,
amen.
Yes, she's strong.
She's going to hit you with God's word, amen. But what I love about her is the love of God.
Yes.
And every now and then she inboxes me and just gives me, see, you know, sisters know what you need. She gives me that message. She pops up. And I could be doing something, and I'll be like, oh, okay. Like, this is for me, or she'll just call me. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to call right now. And I love her. We definitely got to get her here on the show, amen, because she's a woman of God. She walks in the integrity of God, and she embraces the women lovely, lovely.
Yes.
So I thank God. Before we leave here, Evangelist Rose, we never leave this line without opening up the line for individuals who are listening, maybe I cover the show later and do not know God. Amen. So can you do the honors immediately after that? We would like for you to tell us where we can fellowship at your church in Mount Vernon for those who might not have a church. Amen.
Amen.
We believe in being saved, but we also believe in covenant. Amen. You need a covenant to get the word of God, that the rightly divided the word of truth. So please help us here before we close another show.
Amen. Is there anyone that doesn't know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of their sins that would like to accept the Lord Jesus Christ now while we're on this call? Okay, I believe we have a saved house. Those of you that don't have a place of worship, we worship at Upon This Rock Ministries every Sunday afternoon starting at 1 p.m. We also have Bible study and prayer on Wednesday evenings starting at 7. Also, we are active in the prison ministries. If you know anyone that's transitioning back into society, we're
up and starting some individual programs that will assist those re-entering back into society in Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name, we want to thank you so much once again for bringing a gleam of hope to us this morning, sister to sister love. And don't forget, Upon This Rock Ministry, right in Mount Vernon. Amen. Google it. And also check us out on Facebook by liking our community page, which is the Morning Glory IVO Hope. To follow us, go to our website, www.themorningglory.org. Be blessed. And don't forget,
amen.
Sassy. Amen. On March 14th. The Spirit-filled anointed sisters. They are sisters. And so are we. God bless you.
God bless you.
Every one of you who joined us today. We thank you. And please come back next month. We have some more powerhouse guests that will be here just to give you a gleam of hope. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you.